Hi there, I'm Caroline Thor, professional organiser, KonMari consultant, teacher and mum of three. I started off my life as a mum feeling overwhelmed, disorganised and desperately trying to carve out some time for me amongst the nappies, chaos and clutter. One day, one small book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying changed everything and I began to learn strategies for making everyday life easier. Today I have the systems in place that means life can throw almost anything at me and I want to share them with you. If you're an overwhelmed mum struggling to keep it together, then this is the podcast for you. Grab a coffee and settle in for a quick chat with someone who gets your reality. Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Living Clutter-Free Forever podcast. We're now on summer break here in Germany, and having had weeks and weeks of ridiculously hot weather, it's now raining, like a lot. It was my husband's birthday on Saturday and he wanted us all to go on a hike, but the weather report was so bad we decided to plan an indoor activity to be on the safe side, and yes, somehow we got him to agree to go and see the new Barbie film on his birthday. He really was okay with it. Needless to say, when we came out, the sun was shining and it was perfect weather for a hike. I don't think he will ever let us forget it. Anyhow, as I watched the film, I couldn't help compare Barbie's house to mine, and you should know there are virtually no similarities, and it really got me reflecting on the KonMari method. So in a change to my final planned episode for my series of five things that are our biggest pain points on a daily basis, I decided to address the thing that perhaps gets in our way the most: our expectations. And I'm going to talk about it by talking about the Barbie film. Okay, bear with me here. There is method in my madness, and I actually think you're going to find it quite fun and perhaps a bit of an eye-opener. So let's get started. Let's dive into the magical world of the Barbie Dreamhouse and explore how its principles align with the KonMari method for decluttering and organizing. It's going to be a journey that combines nostalgia, inspiration, and the pursuit of a clutter-free home. Just don't get me started on the amount of plastic involved. Now, we all know the Barbie dream house, an icon symbol of imagination and play. Even if you never actually owned one, and I didn't, you probably had a friend who did, and I did. With its vibrant colours, stylish furniture, and countless accessories, it's the ultimate dream home for Barbie and her friends. But have you ever considered that there might be more to this dreamy abode than meets the eye? On the other hand, the KonMari method, created by Marie Kondo, has taken the world by storm, captivating millions with its life-changing approach to decluttering and organisation. The method is based on the principle of surrounding yourself only with items that spark joy and letting go of things that no longer serve you. As we explore the Barbie dream house and the KonMari method, you might be surprised at how these two seemingly unrelated topics share common ground. So let's dive in and uncover the magic that connects them. First, let's take a stroll through the Barbie dream house. This iconic toy has been a staple in many households since it debuted by Mattel in 1962. 3 years after Barbie hit the market, and at a time when it was rare for a woman to own her own home. I think this is definitely worth pointing out. The first dream house was made of cardboard, much better, and had one room. Since then, it's been captivating young minds and fueling imaginative play. From the spacious living room to the glamorous bedroom, every inch of this dollhouse is designed to represent Barbie's vision of the perfect home. And speaking of visions, that's a fundamental aspect of the KonMari method. Marie Kondo encourages us to visualize the life we want to live and use that vision as a guide when decluttering. Just like Barbie manifested her dream home, you too can create a space that reflects your ideal lifestyle, just maybe with less pink. Now, you might be wondering how a children's toy and an organizing philosophy are related. Well, the answer lies in the pursuit of joy. Both the Barbie Dreamhouse and the KonMari method emphasize the importance of joy in our lives. Barbie's world revolves around happiness and positivity. She surrounds herself with items that bring joy and celebrates life in all its facets. Similarly, the KonMari method invites us to cherish the things that spark joy and let go of the rest, creating a home that truly uplifts our spirits. As we move forward in this episode, we'll explore the various rooms of the Barbie Dreamhouse and how they align with the different categories in the KonMari method. From Barbie's chic closet to her cozy kitchen, there are valuable lessons to be learned about decluttering and organising along the way. So, whether you're a lifelong fan of Barbie or a recent convert to the KonMari method, let's see if we can help you discover your dream house. The Barbie dream house has always been synonymous with an aspirational and joyful lifestyle. It's a place where dreams come true and possibilities are endless. Every corner of the dream house exudes positivity and happiness. Similarly, the KonMari method, devised by Marie Kondo, revolves around the concept of sparking joy in our lives. It invites us to cherish the items that make us happy and let go of those that no longer serve us. Barbie, with her optimistic outlook on life, embodies the essence of finding joy in every moment. She surrounds herself with objects that resonate with her vision of happiness, be it a chic dress or a cherished keepsake. And in the same way, the KonMari method encourages us to infuse joy into our living spaces, creating a harmonious environment that truly represents who we are. Imagine Barbie standing in front of her dream closet, carefully selecting each outfit with delight. In a similar fashion, the KonMari method urges us to approach our belongings with the same sense of joy and appreciation. When we declutter with joy, we create space for the things that truly matter to us. Just like Barbie curates her dream life in the dream house, we too can curate our dream homes by letting go of the unnecessary and embracing the items that bring us joy. Now you might be wondering, how can a dollhouse relate to a real life decluttering? But think about it. The dream house is Barbie's haven, a place where she can be her true self. The same can be said for our homes. When we declutter and organise, we create an environment that reflects our authentic selves, our dreams, and our aspirations. As we watch Barbie gracefully move through her dream house, we're reminded that decluttering isn't just about getting rid of stuff. It's about surrounding ourselves with things that resonate with our values and passions. Whether it's deciding which clothes to keep, which books to cherish, or which sentimental items to hold close. Picture yourself in your dream home, just like Barbie in her dream house, a space that brings you joy, happiness, and peace. So let's now explore the power of envisioning your dream home, drawing inspiration from the purposeful design of the Barbie dream house and the KonMari method's emphasis on envisioning your ideal lifestyle. The Barbie dream home didn't come to be by chance. It was meticulously designed with a clear vision and a purpose in mind, to be the ultimate expression of Barbie's dream life. Every detail, from the elegant decor to the thoughtful room layouts, was crafted to bring her vision to life. Similarly, the KonMari method invites us to envision the lifestyle we desire. Before we embark on our decluttering journey, it's essential to have a clear picture of how we want our living spaces to look and feel. This vision becomes our guide throughout the process, making decisions about what to keep and what to let go much more straightforward. So how do we begin to visualize our dream home? One tip is to start with a journal or vision board. Write down or gather images that represent your ideal living space. Consider the colors, textures, and overall ambience that resonate with you. More importantly, you need to be clear about how you want to live. Do you want a space to curl up with a book, practice yoga, or sit together as a family to eat meals? While Barbie Dreamhouse embodies a luxurious and glamorous lifestyle, your vision might reflect simplicity, coziness, or a mix of different styles. The key is to understand what truly brings you joy and comfort. As you declutter, keep referring back to your vision. Ask yourself if each item aligns with the lifestyle you're aiming for. If it doesn't, it might be time to let it go. Another valuable tip is to focus on functionality. Just as Barbie's dream house is designed to be practical for her daily activities, our home should be organised to serve our needs efficiently. Now, by practical, let's look at what this really means in Barbie's world. To get in her car, she walks to the edge of the top floor of her house and impossibly floats down. Then there's the slide going from her bedroom down into the pool, and from there she can go into the kitchen to have breakfast. And her wardrobe is a thing of dreams in the film. Each day her outfit is already magically there in her wardrobe. All she needs to do is look at it, give a spin, and it's on her body. As she walks off, the outfit for the next day is in the wardrobe behind her. Now, while this is sadly all a bit too magical for our reality, when organising, consider how each item contributes to your daily life. Are they things you regularly use, or are they collecting dust in the back of a drawer? Organising with intention allows you to create a space that supports and enhances your lifestyle. The point is that in Barbie's house, everything does have a home to go back to, meaning it stays tidy. The KonMari method encourages us to respect our possessions and thank them for their service before letting them go. It might sound a bit unconventional, but expressing gratitude for what you have can help you move forward in your decluttering journey with a positive mindset. Remember that decluttering and organizing are not just about removing things from your space. They're about creating a home that aligns with your vision, bringing you joy and comfort every day. As we channel the visionary spirit of the Barbie dream house, let's take a moment to close our eyes and imagine the home we've always dreamed of. Envision the space where you feel most relaxed, inspired, and most importantly, happy. Now, if you find that really hard to do, I've created the perfect guide to make it easy for you. You will be taken step by step through the process of visualizing your ideal lifestyle, and you can grab your free copy at caroline-thor.com/lifestyle or by clicking the link in the show notes. Whether you're starting with a small corner of a room or tackling your entire home, keep the vision of your dream home in your heart. And just like Barbie, you too can curate a space that represents your aspirations and brings your dreams to life. Now let's look a bit more closely at Barbie's closet. Just like the first category in the KonMari method, which is clothing, Barbie's closet is a treasure trove of fabulous outfits and accessories. The KonMari method encourages us to gather all our clothing items in one place and carefully assess each piece. This way, we can truly understand what brings us joy and what no longer serves us. Barbie's closet, with its neatly displayed garments and accessories, can inspire us to treat our clothing with care and respect. Every outfit she puts on, she feels great in. Imagine if your wardrobe made you feel the same way. Then there's Barbie's bedroom. She wakes up with perfect hair, no morning breath, pajamas are impossibly ironed and still beautiful, and she feels great and energized for another perfect day in Barbie land. Now, back in episode 60, I talked about how to create a bedroom that will make you feel like this, although I wasn't promising crease-free pajamas and no morning breath. And then as we step into Barbie's kitchen, we're reminded of the fourth category in the KonMari method, kimono, or miscellaneous items. Barbie's kitchen is well organised and equipped with everything she needs for cooking and entertaining. Even her fridge door has matching plastic boxes with products decanted inside. In our own kitchens, we can apply the same organising principles, group similar items together, declutter gadgets we rarely use, and keep the items that spark joy and support our culinary adventures. The key takeaway from Barbie's dream house is the importance of organising items by category. By focusing on one category at a time, we can make more intentional decisions about what to keep and what to let go, just as Barbie thoughtfully creates each room in her dream house. Whether it's clothes, books, sentimental items, or miscellaneous belongings, organising by category allows us to understand our possessions better and create a home that truly reflects who we are. So as you take inspiration from Barbie's beautifully designed rooms, in my case minus the pink, remember to declutter with intention and organise with care, one category at a time. At the start of the film, Barbie says, "It's the best day ever. So was yesterday and so is tomorrow and every day from now until forever." Her home and dream lifestyle help her feel like this. But let's be real here. We live in reality and life very often gets in the way of our dreams. Aren't our homes part of this problem? There's a hilarious scene towards the end of the film where Ken, who's taken over Barbie's house, gets a surprise visit from Barbie. He opens the door and sees it's her, quickly closes it, and runs round tidying things away inside before opening the door to let her in. How often have you done something similar? Now, this is all very well, but Barbie lives on her own. She doesn't have three kids dumping their stuff in the hallway when they come home. She doesn't have water in the shower to create limescale marks she's going to need to clean. One of the core principles of the KonMari method is regular tidying. Rather than a one-time decluttering spree, the method encourages us to make tidying a part of our daily routine. Imagine if Barbie's dream house was left in disarray. It would lose its charm and allure. This is what tends to happen to our homes when life gets in the way and we don't make time for a quick tidy. So my top tip is to dedicate a few minutes each day to tidying. Put items back in their designated places, clear countertops and do a quick sweep of your living areas. This practice will prevent clutter from piling up. Another tip inspired by the Barbie dream house is to keep things simple and purposeful. Limiting the number of possessions we own allows us to appreciate each item's value and keep our homes organised. That said, it's not actually practical in reality to have items painted on the wall rather than having them physically there. Just thought I'd point that out. Regularly assess your belongings and ask yourself if they still spark joy. If not, consider letting them go to make space for items that truly enhance your life. Additionally, staying motivated in the decluttering journey can be challenging, but it's crucial to remember the benefits it brings. A clutter-free home reduces stress, increases productivity, and allows you to focus on what matters most. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small. Each step you take towards an organized home is a victory worth acknowledging. If you find yourself facing challenges, consider enlisting a friend or family member as an accountability partner. Together, you can motivate each other to keep going and achieve your decluttering goals. It was great to hear from Heather, who listens to the podcast this week. She connected with me on Instagram and said that this podcast is helping her. I love it that you said the first thing to do is start, which I've done. I will get there. I'm positive now rather than being downhearted, and that is because of you and your tips. So good to hear. I hope you feel the same way listening to this episode. As we've learned from the Barbie dream house, having a clear vision of your dream home can be a powerful motivator. Keep your vision in mind as you declutter and organize, and let it guide you towards your ideal living space. Don't forget to grab my free guide to help you with this. The link is in the show notes. Remember that the journey to a dreamy home is ongoing. Life changes, and so do our needs and desires. Embrace the evergreen appeal of the Barbie dream house by continually evaluating and adjusting your living space to reflect your current lifestyle. With the guidance of the KonMari method and the inspiration from Barbie's timeless dream house, you can create a home that sparks joy and serves as a reflection of your unique personality and dreams. Now, I have to be honest before we wrap up. I used to play with Barbies when I was little, but at some point it got pointed out to me that she has a figure that is unobtainable and she's a bad role model for young girls. I really don't think I was aware of her figure when I was playing with her. I certainly never remember thinking that I needed to look like that. It was clear to me she was a doll, not real. But I think what I hadn't appreciated was that Barbie has always been an advocate for women doing all the things that men can do. She was the woman owning her own house, not needing a man to pay for it, at a time when that was very unusual. She could do every job under the sun, and she lived her best life, the vision she dreamed of. I think there's a lot to admire in that, and maybe it's time I did start trying to aspire to living Barbie's dream life without the figure. Both the Barbie Dream House and the KonMari method emphasise the importance of joy in our lives. Barbie curates her dream life by surrounding herself with items that bring her happiness, while the KonMari method encourages us to keep only possessions that spark joy in our hearts. My biggest takeaway, however, from the film as a whole is that I am so glad that my home is not open view for everyone to look into and I don't have to keep it super tidy all the time. That would be so stressful. Okay, if you've enjoyed this episode and found value in its insights, I invite you to follow and join me for future episodes. Help me spread the joy of decluttering and organizing by sharing this podcast with your family and friends. Follow me on social media for more organizing tips, inspiration, and updates. And I'd love to hear your success stories and how the KonMari method has transformed your home and life. I'm on Instagram at caro.thor. So, until next time. If you've enjoyed this episode, please send the link to a friend you know would appreciate it. Subscribe and leave a review. I look forward to bringing you more organising tips next time. But if you can't wait until then, you can go to my website or find me on Instagram at caro.thor or on Facebook at Caroline Organiser. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to guiding you on your journey to find your clutter-free ever after.